The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. On Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. On Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Can be my friend, Bradley Dean, double E. You're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves or your own selves. As well, you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, in a couple minutes here, we're going to have one of the Vaughns on here. Billy or Karen, they lost their son, who was a Navy SEAL in Afghanistan, and they had a press conference this morning in Washington, D.C., and I want to get them on the radio for you to explain exactly what happened and what their objective is during this press conference. Obviously, to hold this administration accountable for their crimes against we, the American people. Aside of that, I also wanted to share with you really quick, friends, before I hand it over to Jake. MRC did a report on how the state-run media is ignoring Benghazi and these bombshells that have been dropped on the American people concerning Benghazi, because it points the finger not only at Barack Hussein Obama, but Hillary Clinton. And what's interesting about that is everybody on the conservative side, those that have painted the American people into a corner, through their inadequacy, through their derelict of duty is really what it comes down to, by not asking real questions and lightly esteeming the crimes by leaving off the consequence of the crimes committed against the American people. And what's interesting is they're talking about, well, this may damage Hillary Clinton's opportunity to become the president of the United States. No. Wait a second, friends. We're way beyond that. That option's not on the table. There are resources out there, media outlets, that are being faithful to you and the American cause, my friends, that are calling it for what it is. They're talking about indicting President Barack Hussein Obama for war crimes against the American soldiers, as well as with Hillary Clinton. They're calling out her perjury, because perjury it is. And now what they're doing, in essence, friends, they're trying to minimize Benghazi in their crimes that have been committed against we the people. Now, just the four lost in Benghazi, I mean, if that's what's come to the light, that's where they were busted. And it's interesting that this is the mercies of a holy and a just God by bringing these issues to the light. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And here we are again. And friends, let me set the record straight before I hand it over to Jake. I'm so sick and tired of the patriots, the professed patriots in this country, that sit there, and when these things are brought to the light, talk about how, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. If there was nothing we could do about it, then why do we still have the freedom given unto us by God to right the wrongs? We still have the freedom to bring forth justice, which is the guardian of liberty. It's a lack of patriotism when I hear this capitulation from those that should know better. It is God's mercy by bringing these things to the light. And when we have courageous people, namely in the State Department concerning Benghazi, coming to the light and sharing with you the crimes committed against us, we the people, by this administration, then it's our job in the 312 million ratio to deal with those that are in government, corrupt. The corrupt in government, of course, is what I'm talking about. It's not just to pass off the crimes and just act like it's no big deal. Lightly esteeming the crimes because, after all, she may be running for president in 2016. Look at this diversion going on. It's an absolute joke. And yet it's being done right in the face of the American people. Now is the time to stand up and call forth justice. And justice is exactly what the American people need, but it's in the strength of the American people to do just that. It's within the hands of the American people to stand up and bring forth justice now. It's a prime opportunity. There's radio ads flying all across the country right now calling for the impeachment, at least of Barack Hussein Obama, for his crimes committed against we the people. Protecting terrorist friends? Watching our guys die over in Benghazi? Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, yeah, there is something we can do about it. And there's people in government that are willing to make sure that they see it through to make sure something does get done about it. For the American people to sit down on impeachment charges, I say that that is way too soft. And let me remind you something, friends. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, and hardened radical criminals is exactly what you're dealing with today. Jake?
The Bible says, for when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked. If all we leave off here with this is impeachment, that's favor, folks. That's a pat on the back and say, hey, you know what? You went a little bit too far, but live the rest of your life in peace. When favor is showed to the wicked, he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, will he deal unjustly? If we're talking about Hillary Clinton running for president, this proves even more atrocious to the fact there has been no resolve brought to Benghazi, period. And we're going to worry about her political aspirations to run for presidency when no truth has been brought forth, when she has not admitted to her lies that she continuously lied and still stands on them, bold-faced lying right now. You got the White House clown, Jay Carney, saying that all these Benghazi probes, they're non-substantive or non-substantive. Are you kidding me? When men are literally forced to not speak out on the issue, but yet they take it a step further anyhow, risking their lives. Folks, this is when truth risks its life to speak. You have a major problem in society.
That's right. You have a major obligation to respond to those that are willing to sacrifice to give you and further freedom and the efforts of freedom, friends. And this is exactly where we're at today, friends. We have the opportunity right now, and America, for the most part at large, are waiting for leaders to take their rightful positions. And guess what, Patriots? You're the leaders. And it's time to act lawfully and responsibly because we have an awesome system of governments. But let's glean the wickedness from it, friends, and establish the righteous because the righteous are crying out for help. So let's get behind them. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come right back and talk to Billy or Karen Vaughn, one in whom lost their son in Afghanistan. And we're going to ask what the press conference this morning in D.C. was all about.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We love Bradley Dean and his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord, and it shows in his preaching. And his presentations, his DVDs, are fantastic. I can't say enough about Bradley. We really appreciate what he's doing for the youth of this country, and we wish him the best, and we hope that his ministry continues to flourish.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
To the Sons of Liberty, got Bradley and Jake. And joining us, we have our friend from Washington, D.C., Billy Vaughn, who did a press release in Washington, D.C. concerning the downed helicopter in which his son died. And I say that with all due respect, in every sense that I can shower you with a huge high five from the Sons of Liberty over here. And if there's anything that we can ever do, Billy, I want you to know that we're the first ones to stand in front and say, hey, we'll help. We'll do what we need to do to make sure things go forward. Thank you for joining us, Billy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bradley. Thank you. It's an honor to be on the show. And I know you would. I know you're a good friend. You've been a good friend to Karen and I ever since we've met you. Thank you very much.
You got it. Now, you were in D.C. this morning with Larry Klayman, and you guys were bringing forth some information to the people of this country concerning what took place when that helicopter was down. Can you kind of explain to everybody what took place over in Afghanistan? And then, Billy, aside of that, what is the objective as to what we're going for here?
Okay. What took place was August 6, 2011, Aaron and 15 other, or actually 15 SEAL Team 6 guys, two SEALs from other teams, and five Team 6 support, the helicopter crew, Army and Air Force, Special Forces, all on one chopper, flew into the middle. They were what's called an immediate reactionary force into the middle of where NATO operations were going on with the Taliban. Rangers had gone in. Because of the rules of engagement, the chopper went in without any pre-assault fire, even though activity high alert was going on there, and it was shot out of the sky. In the way we operate now in the rules of engagement, the Afghans, the Afghan National Army, the Afghan National Police, and the Security Ministry are all involved in the planning of every single special op that takes place over there. They know the flight routes. They know everything that our special operators are doing. And based on the green on blues that are going on currently, we believe that there's a good chance that the Taliban knew they were coming, and based on information that we have. And based on with giving that information and a lot of other things that we have that we weren't able to touch on today, we're asking for a congressional hearing so that we can try to get the facts of what actually did take place that day. And then if people need to be held accountable, and I'm talking about people either in the administration, in the Department of Defense, or even high ups in the military, need to be brought to justice, and we want to pursue that.
Amen.
We had with three other families today whose sons were on that chopper, and they all feel the same way.
Billy, I was watching the press conference this morning, and I want to bring to our audience right now what you have, because we always talk about action. You need to bring action. That's our job to do. That's our fulfilling of the Constitution so we can abide in this liberty. And what you're listening to right now is a gentleman who has lost his son for the purpose of ratifying the Constitution, bringing liberty. You were at the press club this morning, from what I understand. Larry Klaymo was there. Alan West was there. Michelle Bachman was there. Brigitte Gabrielle. There was a few of the military higher-ups, some retired, some still serving. There is a lot going on right now in this country, namely Benghazi, the lies and the cover-ups. And you're bringing the same thing here. SEAL Team 6 were the ones that brought us Bin Laden, folks. And Billy's son was a part of the SEAL Team 6. There was evidence and there was information that was leaked and bragged throughout the country, endangering the lives of Billy, his family, and then ultimately this ridiculous mission that was sent, not because of the truth, but because how it was sent, as Billy's describing. The helicopter goes down. Now, I'm looking at the blaze right now. It's on the front page. You guys have got a lot of likes.
Amen.
On this.
Amen.
The title says, "Did an imam really use Arabic prayer to covertly damn these fallen SEAL Team 6 members to hell during their funeral?" Can you speak to that? Because I hear trade-off here, and I believe in this congressional investigation.
I can't speak to that, because that's something that we just found out in February. And what you're saying there is blaze. That ceremony occurred at what is called the ramp ceremony. That was in Bagram, at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. They loaded the bodies. They had a ceremony and then they loaded the bodies on the planes to bring them back to Dover Air Force Base, where they had to be identified. And at that ceremony, you saw where the imam spoke. Well, from what we understand, the parents of fallen warriors have always gotten a copy of the ramp ceremony. We weren't given one. And as far as we know, any of the other families weren't given one either. And for what reason, we didn't know until back in January. Someone approached us and said, actually a special operator, and said, "Hey, did you get your copy of the ramp ceremony?" And no, sir, we did not. And he said, "Well, I'm going to get you one." So about 2 weeks went by, and he also made the comment, "I want you to know, at the ramp ceremony, the rest of the men on your son's squad were very upset that an Afghan spoke at the ceremony." Well, we didn't think much about it. But so about 2 weeks after that went by, and we still hadn't received it, and Karen emailed him, and he replied back immediately. So I started going through the bureaucracy to get your copy. Then I thought, I'm going to send you my copy. And he overnighted it to us, and the next day we let it lay there for a few days, because when you about what it would be, it's kind of stuff not easy to watch.
Sure.
But then finally on Saturday morning, February 16th, I put it in, I began to watch it, and all of a sudden, in the ceremony, after the American chaplain spoke, the voice of an imam came on, and the Islamic funeral chant, from what we're told, came on as it showed the American caskets. We got done once, and I told Karen, I said, "We got to get this translated." So she was able to pull the audio off without letting anybody know what it came from, because we didn't want to be biased.
Mm-hmm.
Sent it to a friend who sent it to someone who was able to do this. And that's what the translation came back. If you've seen the translation,
yep.
The translation came back damning the infidels, saying the Muslims are the winners. And so then we went to some congressmen. They had translations done by their staff, did by different people. We've had now up to four different translations done that we know of, and they've all come back the same.
Yeah.
So not only was the military negligent, not only did the rules of engagement at least help to get our sons killed, then they allowed their bodies to be desecrated in Afghanistan by an Islamic imam. And, I have to say, we know Aaron's a believer, and we know the imam has no control over what happened there, and Aaron's with the Lord, based on the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And, but still, in America, in Western civilization, we honor the bodies of the dead.
That's right.
And so our military and our government, here again, needs to be held accountable. And whoever's responsible for this, we want them brought to justice.
Amen.
I want them punished.
Amen. Now, I got a question for you, Billy, really quick. Was the imam, was he dressed up in military dress, the United States uniform?
We don't know. You see on there, on there very quickly that there's a picture of an Afghan who does have on that uniform. So we don't know, Bradley, for sure, if that's the imam, if that's the guy who was praying. It kind of looks like it is because you see the pictures of the American chaplain right before that, and it kind of shows the same kind of pictures of him, you know, and then it does that. But you know, I can't honestly answer that question.
Right. Why he would have access blows me away first and foremost, and I also believe it's very telling. But is it also true that while prohibiting the mention of a Judeo-Christian God, the Muslim cleric was okay to go ahead and say and do whatever he wanted to do?
Yes, he was. Apparently he was. Either that or our brass in the American military is so ignorant, which is no excuse, that they have no idea what the enemy's doing. And that's the whole purpose. I mean, that's the whole thing that's going on in our military right now today. Our government and the brass in the military refuse to identify the enemy that our warriors are engaged against. And it's putting them at very high risk, unnecessary risk, and getting a lot of them killed because the high-ups will not acknowledge the savage ideology of this enemy that we're engaged in that wants to overrun our republic and set up Sharia law.
That's right.
All over the world.
Amen.
Billy, I want to ask a question. And I do see Godspeed to this congressional hearing because you need to get answers. And amen for you, brother, for standing up and getting answers, especially through everything that you and your family have been through. Brigitte Gabriel was present at the press conference this morning. And I just want to ask this question without speculating. Was it not an honor, if you're a Muslim, to take down our military's finest, those that may have been involved or that were involved in the taking of bin Laden, number one? And then number two, wouldn't it seal the deal for an Islamist radical to then say a prayer to curse the bodies of those that took out their supposed leader?
Of course it would. And don't think for a minute that the Islamists don't know that.
That's right.
They show the American leadership allowing this to go on.
That's right.
Just the way they do in everything else, with the 9/11 mosque being built at Ground Zero.
That's right.
The things it's all planned. It's all planned to show that we are either ignorant or don't care, and they are conquering us. And of course, it's the ultimate takedown. It's takedown to kill King Six, and then to desecrate their bodies.
Gotcha.
And with the American military standing alongside.
Well, thank you for your time, Billy. We totally appreciate it. I know you got other interviews set up today. We love you by what we do. If you need.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
I just did an event with Billy and Karen Vaughn in Florida a couple weeks ago, friends. It will be airing live nationally from Coral Ridge Ministries. Grew up seeing D. James Kennedy on the television and never really understood who he was. Not going to be on his program, which is cool because it's mainstream. Mm-hmm. And again, friends, on Memorial Weekend, you will be able to see us live. And I was honored to do and be a part of a program sharing the price of our freedoms and our liberties in which we have today. And they brought about Karen and Billy Vaughn. Billy is the guy that we just had on the radio with us a couple minutes ago. And just awesome people. And they're hurt. And you can see, and when I'm with Billy, he's hurt. I mean, my gosh, he's... You can't explain it. I mean, it's like watching. It's painful watching Billy sometimes to understand or to try to understand what he went through. I mean, I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But now that he's there and he's gone through it, I want to be there to support him. And I just offer my ears all I can do. I just want, hey, listen, you need to talk to anybody. You go ahead and shoot. You need to vent. Go ahead and vent. I watched the press release this morning with him, and it just... He's bursting. I mean, he really is. How do you...
You need resolve.
How and what do you say to somebody that just lost their son that way? And I come from a military family. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. But, I mean, we're talking about, you know, the present. And it's really... I don't know. It's difficult to watch sometimes. And I think he's doing an awesome job. And, again, watching him today on the press release, it was just almost... uncomfortable trying to understand what he was going through. Which, could that bring comfort to someone that's going through what he's going through in a weird or a strange way? I would hope so. So, anyways, weird deal. It really is. Folks, it's hitting home, no question about it. Alexandria, Virginia, at least five major bombshell revelations emerged yesterday during the House Oversight Committee's hearing on the September 11th, 2012 terrorist attack, Islamic terrorists in Benghazi, Libya. According to the deputy chief of mission in Libya, a four-man commando team in Tripoli was denied permission to go to Benghazi and help those under siege, under attack. The administration's response was that there wasn't enough time is ludicrous, given no one knew how long the attacks would last. That is what?
I got, wait, can you read that again? Because I'm
dude,
like,
it was that confusing. Listen, according to the deputy chief of mission in Libya, a four-man commando team in Tripoli was denied permission to go to Benghazi and help those under siege. Yeah. You got that?
Yeah.
The administration's response that there wasn't enough time is ludicrous, given no one knew how long the attacks would last. Wait, wait. The military responds because of the attack.
Yeah.
Not let the attack go away, then we respond. But that's exactly what they're saying. This is completely...
It goes to the point where you just like, you know...
You're so shocked.
Yeah. And then it's like, you can't even, you go into shock because you're like, no. How do you reconcile this? You can't.
Well, what's interesting about it is the mentality that will accept this. It shows you the mentality of those that perpetuate this. It's senseless. It's rhetorical. It's circular reason. They don't want to bring about resolve. In a nutshell,
that's right.
It's also totalitarian, but it's also European. You want to know how sick of people can become? Just keep letting them do what they're doing, friends, because they will do whatever you let them get away with. And that's exactly why we're here today. Number two, Mark Thompson testified that the FEST anti-terrorism team wasn't sent in because of conditions on the ground were too dangerous. Listen to this, friends. Okay? Are you going to start shouting or am I? Mark Thompson testified that the FEST anti-terrorism team wasn't sent in because conditions on the grounds were too dangerous. That's why we have a military. We don't capitulate. We don't cower. Remember, these colors don't run. But you have an administration and a Secretary of State that are trying to push on you that this is normal United States military behavior, when in fact it's the exact opposite. Number three, it's not established beyond any doubt that instantly the State Department knew that this was a terrorist attack. Why did the administration lie, calling this a video issue? Who gave that order? By the way, I'm not even going there. It's a non-issue. And it's been a non-issue since day one, friends.
Yes, it has.
Number four, Gregory Hicks, the number two diplomat in Libya, says he was demoted after complaining about the false story being put out by Washington.
But come on!
No. They're punishing whistleblowers, friends.
Doesn't that
They're
tell
punishing,
us?
It does. That's why we're on the radio right now, Jake. He was demoted for telling the truth about this administration. Hello? This is denied by the State Department, which says no one was punished. Number five, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stated months ago that she was taking full responsibility. She announced an accountability review board, ARB, to investigate this. We know now she was never interviewed. Why? According to the Media Research Center, while ABC and CBS and NBC each reported on the Benghazi hearings during the evening and morning programs last night and this morning, they have not delivered complete in-depth coverage of these bombshells. It tells you who they're working for, friends. Keep in mind, CNN's content is paid for by the Obama administration, as well as foreign governments paying for CNN's content. And rest assured, friends, the rest of the media, the state-run media, is in bed with these other treasonous individuals. They are willing to be used as useful idiots to allow the country to be undermined only to their own demise first and foremost, said Vladimir Lenin. Media Research Center President Brent Bozell reacts to the Obama administration's politically motivated cover-up of the Benghazi terrorist attacks last September was fully exposed during yesterday's House Oversight Committee hearings. Five major bombshell revelations emerged and have so far only been given lip service by the three broadcast networks. America, it doesn't matter if they offer up their lip service. It's time that the American people offer up their service and ensure righteousness through judgment to a criminal administration. And until again, you call it for what it is, nothing's going to change. This is going to continue on. And let me tell you something, friends. It is touching you regardless if you believe it to be or not.
When you got facts like this, not enough time. The conditions on the ground were dangerous. This is the military. They don't react according to time. They don't react according to the danger. That's why they're there. They're to do away with danger.
But this is leadership, Jake.
That's what I'm getting at.
Remember, I've shared with the people on the radio in the past, for the American people to accept this man
yes.
as the standard for the president or a leader of any free world, which America is, it shows you how stupefied and dummied down you have been.
Mm-hmm. Because
and they expect you to accept this as their resolve, when in fact there is no resolve. The only resolve they're looking for is to keep judgment off and consequence away from them while they continuously violate the law and they act as a law unto themselves. And that's exactly what they're doing, friends, if you allow it. They work for the American people. They are in a privileged position through the sacrifice of the veterans that have given them the position to be representatives of this government. And as they serve we the people, they will serve we the people, not they themselves in special interests and their New World Order monkey friends. And that's exactly what they're attempting to do in the light of day. I wasn't done. Brent Bazell goes on, these revelations open up a new can of worms with even more serious questions. If ABC and CBS and NBC don't thoroughly investigate and report on each and every one of these bombshell developments and provide the American public with a true and honest account of the administration's deadly mistakes and outright lies, they will also be guilty of deliberately censoring the news. Treason to the American people. Of course! This is what they've been doing for years in the face of the American people. How many times has the press been busted for lying? For the administration that they bow down to. The media have an obligation to the victims, families, and to the American people to investigate these revelations morning, noon, and night until the truth is known. Of course. If the media are having trouble finding the motivation to do their jobs, they should pretend Obama is a Republican. One more point. Isn't it interesting that Jake Tapper from CNN, America seems to like this young guy. And I don't have anything to negative to say about him. I'm just trying to figure out why he'd be working at CNN. But he still seems to be calling it for what it is, from what I've seen. He said that he's been working on Benghazi since September. And he said that he still has not received the answers. This is a White House correspondent, friends, reporter, that sits in there and asks clown Jay Carney questions. He still doesn't have the answers? Friends, let me tell you something, America. You're undoing yourselves. Your tolerance for these intolerant individuals is bringing you down a road that you do not want to go down. If you ever want to know why you're on a crooked path, it's because you won't walk the straight path. You can't compromise with radicals, friends. You cannot compromise criminals because you need to understand that these people think they are above the law. And remember yesterday how we were talking about the change of guard? What were you just sharing with me, Jake? What took place after George Bush handed over the leadership mantle over to Barack Hussein Obama within the military?
We were talking about in the military how they've now all of a sudden taken radical Islam and stripped it out. And basically,
and who's become the terrorist since the American people have? And I said, yes, in 2001, I said this is not about terrorism. This is about the American people.
We set up that straw man. It was called a terrorist, and we brought him in the form that we knew America would accept, and a radical Islamist extremist. But then, within 8 years, a new administration comes in and flips that paradigm and points it. We didn't drop the terrorist part, but now we dropped the radical Islamic, and now it becomes American constitutionalist.
That's all the American people had to do is look at the connection between Saudis and Bushes. There was a friendship there, friends.
Oil money and
we see a change of guard, and all of a sudden the American people, the terrorists, and you see Americans that are willing to play the useful idiots.
That's right.
It's time to wake up. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Thoughts?
I'm thinking that this country no longer, this government, excuse me, is no longer your government. If you sit down on this, because this government does not reflect the people, and this is the travesty of it. We are in a free nation. We have a system of government that is of the people, it's by the people, and it's definitely for the people. But this particular administration is not of the people.
No way.
I don't believe so at all. Number two, it's not for the people. But the people, if they allow it, guess what? You have your master. George Washington said, though, when a people shall have become incapable of governing themselves and fit for a master, it is of little consequence from what quarter he comes. And from the quarter of, obviously, an Islamic lover. Many people question the
defending
fact that
he's actually a citizen. Defending Islamic terrorists against the American people.
That's right.
So much
and
as
blaming.
To cover up the truth. That's exactly right.
And then going and blaming the American people for its problems. You saw what he did in Mexico. I mean, I just got a scathing email this morning from your last column, Bradley. I'm talking about scathing against this administration because he's a veteran. He knows the truth. He knows the fact that in order to honor the office, we've got to impeach this man.
Yes,
he's a criminal going
least.
Down to Mexico and trying to criminalize his own country that he's the leader of.
Yeah,
so what does that say for him?
We'll take it a step further. Even the crimes that he and his administration have contrived to blame you, America.
That's right.
Not only are they calling you terrorists, they're trying to get other countries that hate you, such as being the definition of what they call a terrorist.
You got it.
Yes.
So it's not an issue. There's a lot of incompetent people surrounding this administration just because they're stupid. And they're definitely idiots. They're the baser sort. They do not belong there. When you've got somebody saying, well, you know, we don't have enough time to make it to Benghazi. I mean, we've got this anti-terrorist group that's been trained to put out terrorism, but we don't have enough time. That is an incompetent idiot. Or number two, he's a willful liar, and there's a bigger plan behind this. And I believe both of them. Because you got to have some idiots, because you can't have enough people willing to sell it their country.
Of course.
There is not that many in this country.
That's right.
So then they surround those people with the stupid people that will carry out the biddings. But this administration knows exactly what they do. This is no longer your government. This system right here, this administration, excuse me. The government system as a whole, yes, so you got to be careful to what I'm saying. But this administration is no longer yours.
Well, did you hear what Billy said? Did you catch what he said at the very end of the interview? He said, quote, unquote, I'll do my best. Well, I should say in essence rather than, yeah. Let's undo that quote. We'll take that off, okay? In essence, he said, they're trying to implement Sharia law by throwing off the republic.
Bingo.
Of course.
Bingo.
Of course. Hey, by the way, all you radical homosexuals, didn't I tell you that? Didn't I tell you that for 2 years? And you've attacked me and attacked me, and I told you you're being used as a political battering ram? Guess what, friends?
For your own destruction.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't tell me I didn't tell you, because I told you. For all those that just sit there and roll over on these agendas, guess what? You're undoing yourselves. Literally.
Right.
Whoa. Hey,
you're number one on the list.
Totally are. You totally are. We got Ramon in Florida. You got Bradley and Jake. Hey, friend, how are you?
What's going on, my brother, man? My heart's just crying out for humanity right now, man. It's so sad. I don't know what the people are thinking. I don't know what's going on. But then again, it makes a lot of sense if you think about it. Out of all the people Jesus Christ helped, only two people died alongside of him. Everybody else turned their back on him. You know what I mean? Out of all the colonists that were here in the 13 colonies during the Revolutionary War, only 5% fought. You know, against the red coats. 95% of the people were calling them crazy. 95% of the people say, you know what, we'll pay the taxes no matter how unconstitutional and unfair they are. So it really makes a lot of sense when I see the majority of people not even knowing what Benghazi is, not knowing where it's at on the map, not knowing what happened, and not caring that people were let to die by this administration.
Mm-hmm.
It really hurts my heart because it's like I see all of us out here, those of us who are aware and fighting, we're putting everything on the line, our reputations, our families, even our sanity at times, because it really is driving me crazy to know what we know and nobody, or not nobody, but a lot of the people seem to not care. It hurts to know that U.S. citizens, people, our friends and family, that could have been everybody listening, that could have been your child. That could have been your mother or your father over there left to die. Those people had help. The help was maybe a few hours away. They sat for 8 hours doing nothing, watching it go down, letting these people be slaughtered. What is going on in America that we let our own people die and don't care anymore? What's going on, Brad, Jake? Well,
yeah.
Can you enlighten me? Can you help me? Am I crazy?
No. I'm on the same page with you, and I think Jake is as well, and I'll let him talk for himself. But let's go over to Ty Woods really quick. He was told to stand down, our Navy SEAL brother over there that died. He was told to stand down, but he didn't. He went
he's
in.
He's a hero.
That's exactly right.
He's a hero.
Right. That's
a
right.
Martyr.
And let me ask you something, and I submit this to America right now. Why did he do that? Why did Ty Woods do it regardless of what he was told to do in the first place? Because he knew what was right and what was wrong. See, I think American people today, Ramon, I think what they do is they have this idea that freedom is free. I think they think it's, well, it wasn't my family member, it wasn't my brother, it wasn't my sister. And I think that's the sad part about all of what's going on today. But there are those out there like me and the Ramones of the world and the Jakes of the world and other sons and daughters of liberty across this country that are saying, hey, you know what? Baloney, we're not falling for it. And they are willing to stand up and do the same thing that Ty Woods was willing to do. We're seeing this all across the country, and I think it's going to come on the backs of the next generation and the younger generation. And in saying that, that doesn't disregard what you're saying to me right now. I'm just simply saying that I believe that there's others out there. I believe that we are in the majority, and I think it's going to come down. It's either we draw the line in the sand, or it's going to continuously, we're going to continuously lose our freedoms, and I believe that there's a people now willing to stand up and say, you're not going any further. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
I see the two. Ramon, how old are you?
I'm 24.
You're 24. Now, we've met with a lot of college students, a lot of high school students here of late, and we've set a lot of precedents with those youth, we'll call them, or the next generation. When I hear what you say, I find that in the 40-plus crowd, a majority of those people that are parenting these kids that don't have hope. When I look to this generation, I do see that hope. I just talked to a high school student yesterday, him and his mother, both saying, man, this sounds like my type of ministry. This is the type of ministry that I want to be involved in to affect change for society and for my friends. Within a day, he had another friend calling me saying, hey, I want to be a part of this. There is fire that's contagious in people like the Woods or in people like yourself, Ramon, but we've got to focus our attention on that generation that will take it. I do believe, for the most part, I don't have a whole lot of hope in the 40-plus crowd in this country. I think maybe there's some in the 70- and 80-year-old crowd because they know what it was like to be good.
Or they paid the price.
That's right. Yep. And they don't have the energy that you and I do, Ramon. But if we can work twice as hard, we can reap for ourselves eternal glory. We may forfeit our lives. We may forfeit our fortunes. Many of our founders did that, but they did not forfeit their sacred honor. And that's our job to do by trusting in God. Part of the thing that I'm encouraged with what Billy Vaughn is doing, is I know him and his wife are praying for justice. They're not just demanding it out of a fleshly pride. They gave their son, and that would be enough. That would be worth it. But I see the Spirit of Christ moving through men and women through this country, and that's where our hope is. And the army is, just like it is in Ezekiel 37, it's in those dead, dry bones that they say there is no hope for. So I don't mean to take away from the fact that you're frustrated. I get it, man, because that older generation frustrates me. That's why I don't even bother going to them anymore. I'm sowing into the generation that will do something, the Ramones of the world, the 24 and below crowd that are saying, yes, I'm not going to stand here. This is my future. It's easy when you're 50 years old. You got 10, 20 years left in your strength to say, well, I'm just going to ride it out. You ain't got that. I ain't got that, Ramon. So therefore, we've got to fight.
I totally agree, Jake. And you don't understand. I just got goosebumps running through my whole body when you said that because it just reassures me. That's all I was looking for, to know that there's people alongside of me willing to sacrifice everything for the greater good. I really don't care what happens to me because I know I'm fighting on the side of God. I know when I'm said and done, when my time is up, whether it's tomorrow or 20, 30, 40, 50 years from today, I know God is going to welcome me in his kingdom and say, good job, son. You fought for liberty. You fought for truth. You fought for justice and humanity. And I agree totally that the 40 and older, maybe 50 and older crowd, they've lost hope because they've seen so many of their freedoms and their friends perish, and it seems in vain. But I'm going to give you a quote from Thomas Jefferson. The tree of liberty must be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants from time to time. That does not mean we have to go out there and battle every crooked cop in a bloody war, every crooked politician in a bloody war in the streets. What we need to do is establish in the hearts and minds of the people that there are people like us who are fighting for you. Whether you're willing to fight with me, it doesn't matter to me. I will go out there front line by myself. But I appreciate people like you, Bradley, Elizabeth, and everyone else in Sons of Liberty and all the GSN hosts who feel like us, because it just reassures me that we're not doing it in vain. And I love you guys. I've never met you. We have no blood relations. I don't know you from other than speaking to you and seeing you online and stuff. But I really have love for you in my heart.
Amen.
In the same way I have love for you, I have love for those who were lost in Benghazi. And that's why I will continue to fight till I perish and I go back to my father.
You got it. Thank you for your call. We got 15 seconds. Ramon, again, as usual, we appreciate your phone call. We are of the same blood. All nations are one blood, the Bible says. Doesn't matter what color we are, we're all in this together, and we're either going to perish together as fools, or we're going to make this thing work, brothers and sisters, said MLK. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.